Alt-1019. We were talking about the dog that ran a half marathon, and people want to share some amazing things that their dogs do. Yes, Daniel?
So my dog, it turned out he was hopping up the fence and knocking up all the neighbors' dogs and stuff, and there's a bunch of little labs running around the neighborhood pretty soon.
Oh, no.
So he was acting like a NFL cornerback.
Exactly. Yeah. He was just a little horn dog, it turned out.
Apparently. Have you considered neutering?
Well, yeah, he is now. Now he's an old dog, and he can't really hop the fence. We got a taller fence now, and he doesn't really like running off the neighborhood anymore.
Did the neighbors get mad at you?
Not really, because he snuck out kind of late at night. He'd do it later. He's a sneaky dog.
Yeah, I guess they didn't, as in, like, hey, your dog's knocking up all my dogs. Like, can you get him, like, a Playboy
it, so.
And send him in the bathroom? But they weren't spaying their dogs either, so
right.
It takes two to tango.
Exactly.
It
takes two to tango.
All right. I don't know if this is as impressive a feat as the dog running the half marathon in place.
No, I don't either, but...
But you're
okay.
You're pretty psyched, though.
You guys make me laugh every morning. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much. You just made our day.
All right. Have a good day, you guys.
All right. John in Taylorsville has a dog story for us. Hello, John.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I've got a blue heeler, really smart dog, loves balls, frisbees, and I just got tired of throwing the ball back and forth to him. So I have this tennis ball machine. You know, it shoots the automatic tennis balls out when you play tennis.
Yes.
And I filled the thing full of tennis balls. I thought, I wonder if he'll catch it. So I saw him look at it, and I let him hear it. And then I shot the ball, and he ran after and grabbed it in the air. And then the amazing thing is he brought it back, put it in the tennis ball machine, could hear it shoot again. And then he ran over and catch it, and he'd do that for an hour.
Oh.
Back in and catch it. It was pretty good. So I just sat there and watched him fetch to himself.
That's awesome. What a smart dog you got.
And what an amazing investment on your part.
Right?
How fast do the tennis balls come out of the... It's like a tennis ball jugs machine.
Yeah, I put about five in, so it would shoot about every, 20 seconds.
No, I guess I mean how quickly, how many miles per hour? Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Those things go 20, 30 miles an hour, but they shoot. I put it so it goes really high, and then it comes down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So he's probably going about 20 yards to catch it.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
Dude. I'm impressed.
Good. I know.
Yeah. I don't know if your dog is more brilliant or you're more brilliant. I mean, you're smarter than your dog.
He's probably smarter than I.
Well, see how fast you can crank that thing up. Like, you know, does it have Becker serve on it? If he can catch 120 mile an hour, like, pro tennis player serve, your dog maybe should be doing something else aside from being a pet.
The athletic stuff.
I don't know.
I thought I'd put him on the tennis circuit or something.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. All right, awesome. Man. Thanks for your call, John.
All right. See ya.